Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and tonight, as every night, it's going to be a wonderful, exciting, informational, knockdown, drag out show. Reality Spirituality is a term, it's very important to me. It is a path that I have been on for the last, 3, almost 4 decades. That's almost 40 years. And I want to share with you tonight what I have been going through this last week. But before I do, I want to give you a little bit of background about reality spirituality and what that term means, what that term means to me. Basically, it's a guideline that keeps me connected to the universe. Can we all agree that we are energy? Everything around us is made up of energy. Stars, planets, the earth, the sun, the moon, people, animals, we all are energy. That is our common bond. But what makes humans different than the animals is we have choices. We have choices every moment in our lives, and our choices determine what our energy level is, what our vibration, and which with energy is a vibration. And so we all vibrate, everything vibrates at a different I'm going to say speed, a different level, if you will. And you can close your eyes right now, and you can feel yourself going through different energies just by maybe remembering something that happened to you that you were so happy about, you were excited about, you were surprised about, you were embraced. You can close your eyes and you can feel how good you felt, and then you can also close your eyes and you can go back and you can have a memory of how bad you felt or how sad you felt or how depressed you felt or how unresponsive or how hopeless you felt. I'm just saying that the countless emotions that us humans go through every single day of our lives, they're endless. And what reality spirituality is to me is a way to live in that energy field, in that space where you feel peaceful, calm, contented, happy, fulfilled, accomplished, excited, hopeful, joyful, grateful. Plug in whatever great energy you want to. That's where I want to stay every minute of my waking hour. Impossible? I say not. I say it's very possible, and every day, with every day, I'm getting closer and closer to living in that space. That space that is unique to me. That space where, quite frankly, that's where I belong. That's where we all belong. Do you remember when you were 6 months old? Year old, 2 years old? Everyone listening, you can, of course, you've seen babies and watch a baby. A baby that's able to sit up, crawl around, a year and a half. Guess what? If you're in the same room with that baby, that baby doesn't care what you're doing. Now, I'm going to use some extreme examples. So don't write letters and emails and meh. But what if you were in the room with that baby and you were strangling someone and you murdered somebody? That baby wouldn't even care. That baby is oblivious. See, what I'm saying is, one of my new mantras is very simple. I don't mind. That baby doesn't mind what the heck you are doing or what you're not doing. Baby doesn't care if you're naked. Baby doesn't care if you're 600 pounds. The baby doesn't care if you're bald. The baby doesn't care. And that's how I want to go back to that same mindset. I don't mind. I don't mind what you're doing. And more importantly, I don't mind what I'm doing. And where do I get this I don't mind concept? Well, guess what? The universe doesn't mind what you're doing. The universe doesn't mind what you say, what you do. The universe doesn't mind. The universe, the sun shines on the murderer as well as the good deeder. But it's a mindset that when you really embrace I don't mind, guess what you drop? Guess what you lose? Oh, you'll be losing a lot of shit. You'll lose a lot of shit. What you will lose is the desire to control your circumstances, the desire to control anybody else. And when you lose that desire and when you lose that wanting to control, you are lighter. The baby sitting down in the middle of the room, what do? When they're hungry, hey, I'm hungry. When they're wet, they'll let you know. But other than that, they're content. They don't care how many degrees you have. They don't care how much money you have in the bank. They are content, and that's the kind of contentment that I am talking about. A kind of contentment that is internal. It can only be internal because everything external changes. You have no control over anything outside, but you have control over this internal being who you are. Can you imagine not minding what anybody does? Can you imagine not, can you imagine living and you don't care if anyone, what they do? Let me give you an example. See, I spent a lot of time, a lot of years, countless years. Picture a shelf, and you've got certain weapons, arsenals. You got certain things that you grab, okay? Oh, somebody didn't call me. Let me grab, my lips are poked out. Somebody didn't say, or they were rude to me, or I don't have the house that I want, or the money that I want, or the person that I want in my life. Oh, let me pout about that. Do you realize how many things that you can grab to pull yourself into this uncontent place? I have to say it's a habit, and it's a learned habit. That baby isn't looking for anything to poke his lips out over. That baby doesn't care what you do or what you say. I want to get back to that internal place where it's about me. Now, I'm not talking about not loving, not having compassion, but I'm talking about an individual relationship that you have with the universe. And let me say this too. But before I do, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Rebecca Norrington, and this is Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
And we are back. How's that for a cutoff? How's that for a segue? You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and this is Rebecca Norrington. I am your host. Now, before the break, we were talking about having this internal contentment. By the way, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-564-9619. Call in at 646-564-9619 to share with me your comments, questions, thoughts, experiences. But if you don't call in, believe me, baby, I can do this on my own too. I have a little assignment for all y'all. Get a little pen and paper, pencil and paper, because I want to ask you a question. I'm going to wait till you get your pen and paper. Okay, that means yes. Time's up. This is the question. I'm going to tie all this in. Who are you? If I asked you that question, who are you? What would you answer? How would you answer it? Well, I work at Department of Justice. No. I don't want to know what you do. I want to know who you are. And I'm only going to speak for myself. I believe, going back to that baby, you know, some babies are happier than others. Some babies are quiet. Some babies are inquisitive. Some babies are curious. Some babies are active. Some babies are not active. Some babies are observers. Oh, some babies are loud. There's all different kinds. And so I believe that you are, that I was that baby. But guess what? With all of the outside influences, parents, environment, school, guess what? Who I am, who I was, who I am was lost. And that's what I'm discovering. That's what I've been discovering this last week. Who am I? What do I like? Oh, I know what people think I am. I know how some people can describe me, good or bad. And guess what? I have to say that I put on some of that. I'm wearing some of what people think of me. I'm wearing some of their thoughts. And quite frankly, see, I wasn't taught that the search, the main objective is to be more of who I am. No, I was taught to follow in the footsteps just like everybody else. You get a job, you go to school, but everybody has a, this is what you do, this is what you do. It's a freaking assembly line. And I am not who I thought I was. I'm not. I'm a lot of things. But what I'm really feeling is letting go of what I thought I was, what other people think I am. I mean, living up to that. And guess what? I'm coming out a totally different person. And you can either accept it or you don't. But it's okay because it's who I was born to be. I am just discovering at 56 years old what I like. Oh, I thought I like to have things in a certain spot, things in a certain place, rules. I don't like that. I don't like it. It's too heavy. I thought I liked giving people advice and this is what you should do. I don't like that either. That's heavy. So this discovery, to me, is the biggest accomplishment that I could ever, ever achieve. And it's going to be never ending. The accomplishment, the discovery, the journey of who am I? Because the more I discover who I am, the happier I'm going to be. And isn't that what this is what my show is about? This contentment. I taught a cycling class earlier today, and there was a gentleman in my class. It was so fun because he hated my class. Oh, I looked at him, and he was scowling. But guess what? I didn't want to get into his energy. I didn't want to be him. Oh, it could have been years ago when I would get right back into it. But guess what? I'm being him. He's angry. He's not content. He's unhappy. He doesn't like the class. I'm having a great time. Why do I want to be him? Anytime you're in the presence of anybody and they have an attitude or they're pissed off or they're angry or they're sad, and all of a sudden you find yourself pissed off and you find yourself sad, guess what? You're not being you. You're being them. I'm sorry to yell at you, audience. So my thing is, be more of me. Because quite frankly, I'm having a great time in this class. And if 10 people hated the class, and 10 people walked out, and 10 people scowled at me, that's them. I spent the majority of my life being and taking on other people's energy. And let me tell you something else. Oh, I'm not innocent. Hell, if I was pissed off, don't you know that if you're not pissed off in the same room with me, people jumped into my energy too. Yeah, I pissed off. If I'm pissed off, you don't think I could upset someone else in the same room? So that's what I'm saying. You stay connected to who you are. Let these people go. Let circumstances go. Let them be angry because you know what? They want to be angry, and that's good for them. Now, I don't. So when I ask you, who are you? It's a deep, deep question. That baby knows who they are. That baby is in his own world. I want to be in my own world, do my own thing. And you can be mad at politics, who's elected. You can be upset at the stock market. You could be upset because he didn't call you and he's not a good mate. She's not a good mate. He's not a good husband. You can do all of that. You can come to me with all that too. But I'm sorry. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid anymore. This world is ass backwards. Because, you know, how did you learn how to get angry and feel bad? Listen, that baby doesn't get angry. That baby says, I want something to eat. I want something to drink. And they'll tell you what they want. But that baby isn't pissed off at who's president of the United States. So we learned all of this stuff. And I am getting rid of everything that I learned and coming back to this simple, basic concept of being okay in my skin, loving and enjoying the journey. And again, my biggest accomplishment is going to be discovering me and being more of me. That's going to be my accomplishment. And let me tell you something, you've got something to do every day. Every day it's a challenge. Every day it's a journey. Every day it's excitement. Every day it's an adventure. Discovering who you are, that, in my opinion, is the highest accomplishment. Yeah. You can build buildings, schools, this degree, Tonys, Grammys. Yeah, all of that. But the thing is, everybody that has that, they're going to tell you, every single person will tell you that, yes, for a moment, oh, it was great. But I'm talking about something that's going to stay. I'm talking about something that's going to grow roots. I'm talking about something that will never leave you. And the biggest accomplishment, in my opinion, is discovering and staying and loving you. It's a one-on-one journey, baby. It's a one-on-one journey. It's a one-on-one love affair. One-on-one love affair with yourself. And let me give you a clue. If you look at anyone or any situation and you're not happy with it, you're just taking things off the shelf. You're just using your ammunition to feel bad. But let me tell you something. It's not your fault. That's what we all learn. We all learned. I did it for years. I'm trying to unlearn what I learned because the results. The results are heaven on earth. I don't care what happens. It's not the circumstances. Just looking at what's wrong is an epidemic. Why don't we have a show about what's right? If I ask anybody what's wrong, do you know they could sit there and talk to me for an hour? Hours! But if I ask them what's going on right in your life, guess what? Maybe a sentence, maybe two sentences at the most. What's going on right in your life? I bet the conversation would be over in a flash. Sorry to yell at you, audience. I'm just very passionate. I'm tired of the conversation being over. We were taught to find what's wrong. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with circumstances? But even more importantly, what's wrong with us? Well, I'm here to say that there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. And there never has been. You learned that something was wrong. Let's unlearn it. Let's unlearn it. Let's unlearn that. Can you imagine living? There are no mistakes. Living in the moment, there's nothing wrong with this moment. Can you imagine living like that? That's what I want. And I want more of it and more of it and more of it every single day. Thank you for listening, audience. I really appreciate you. I love the emails that you've been sending me. Thank you for this. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and this is Rebecca Norrington. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
That's what I'm talking about.